This morning we want to talk to you about how to pass your examinations.
今天早上我们要谈的题目是如何通过考试。
I think everybody, especially young people, would be interested in how to succeed in your examination.
我相信我们每一个人，特别是年轻人，都欢喜知道怎么样可以在考试上成功。
Now this morning we want to talk about how to pass the exam.
我们要谈的题目是如何通过考试。
You must not fail.
你不可以失败。
You must pass your examinations.
你一定要考试及格。
Your family is counting and depending on you to pass your exam.
你的家人都希望着你能够胜利。
It's true that your classmates are competing against you for the exam.
你的同班同学与你竞争，这也是一个实在的情形。
But all your relatives are expecting you to pass.
你所有的亲戚都希望你能够及格。
And the eyes of all of your friends are upon you.
所以你全部的朋友都在用眼睛注意着你。
There's a lot of pressure on you.
你的压力很大。
So you really must pass.
所以你必须胜利。
Please don't fail your examinations.
请你们不要在考场上失败。
I think they start on the 15th.
我想这个考试大概是15号开始。
So prepare for your exam.
所以你们要为你们的考试准备准备又准备。
And today this reason for this message to you is to help you pass your exams.
我们今天这个信息就是要帮助你们怎么样通过你们的考试。
So what I have to tell you should help you.
所以我要跟你们讲的会帮助你们。
And I hope that you'll pay special attention.
因此我希望各位特别注意。
I hope you'll profit by my mistakes. I hope you will profit by the mistakes that I have made and not make the same mistakes.
我希望你们因着我在考试上所犯的错误而得到益处，不会重蹈覆辙。
I've taken many examinations.
我参加过许多次的考试。
You know, when I was in the fourth grade, I made a bad mistake.
我在四年级的时候，我犯了很严重的错误。
I preferred to play rather than to prepare for my mathematics exam.
我欢喜玩，不愿意为算术考试而准备。
And I thought I didn't have to prepare very much.
我认为我根本就用不着花很多的时间来预备。
I had a very smart classmate that sat next to me.
我旁边坐了一个班上很聪明的同学。
And besides that, she was a very pretty girl.
此外呢，她也长得很漂亮。
And so during that examination, I looked over and copied down the answers.
因此在考试的时候，我的眼睛就看着她的考卷，把她的答案写下来。
But my teacher caught me.
但是我的老师捉住我了。
And she said, come up to the front of the class.
她要我到前面去。
And she said, bring your paper with you.
她要我把考卷也带着。
And she took the paper away from me.
她把我的考卷都过去了。
And so in front of all the class, she tore my paper up.
当众把我的考卷撕掉。
And I lost a lot of face.
我丢了很大的一次面子。
And I decided I never wanted to cheat again.
于是乎我就下定决心以后再不舞弊了。
She didn't give me any face at all.
她一点都不留情面。
Well, why do some people cheat?
我们人为什么要舞弊呢？
Some of my classmates were able to take a very fine pen and write on their fingernails.
我的同班同学里面有很多人能够拿出笔来在他们的指甲上面写小抄。
And some of my other classmates would write all the answers out on cards and stick them up their sleeves.
那么还有一些同学呢，他们可以拿出卡片来把答案呢、问题啊写在这个答案上面，藏在袖筒里。
So they'd come into the classroom like this.
他们就像这个样子来参加考试。
And others would write on the desks ahead of time.
那么另外一些人呢，就在事前写在桌子上面。
And they would hope that the janitor or somebody would not wipe off the desk before the examination day.
希望校工啊来打扫教室的时候，不至于把桌子上的东西啊擦掉了，使他们第二天用不着。
And you know, a lot of girls usually like to wear fairly short skirts.
那么各位知道，很多的女孩子 都欢喜穿短裙裙子。
But on the examination day, their skirts are a little bit longer.
但是在考试的那天呢，他们穿的裙子都是比较长的。
And so the question is, how many of their legs have to be scrubbed after the examination to get the answers off?
因此啊，问题就在于在考试完毕以后，我们同学当中女同学有多少要去写他们要去洗他们腿上的那些小抄。
Not too long ago, I was in an airplane coming back to Taiwan.
没有多久以前，我坐飞机回台湾。
And we were flying across the Pacific Ocean.
我们飞越太平洋上空。
And I looked out of the window of the airplane.
我从飞机的窗子里面往外看。
And I was very close to the wing of the airplane.
我是坐在机翼的旁边。
And I could look out on that wing.
我可以看到飞机的翅膀。
And I saw the wing vibrating like this.
我看到那个飞机的翅膀像这样子震动。
And I saw it vibrating quite badly as
well. 我看到那个飞机的翅膀震动得很厉害。
And I had a very bad thought that came across my mind.
我的脑筋里面就有了这样一个不好的意念。
I thought, what if that man who designed, the engineer who designed this airplane,cheated on his mathematics when he was in school.
我就想到，假如，设计那个飞机的工程师，他在读书的时候也是五倍，会有什么样一个结果？到现在。
What if he put in the wrong number of bolts into this wing and maybe there would be no wing?
那么，假如他在设计上面发生错误了，那么这个飞机啊，这个翅膀不能够得到古来的风。
Well, you know, when your own life is in danger, you don't want to be taking any risks.
当我们生命有危险的时候，我们不愿意冒险。
You want honesty above all else.
你要诚实比一切都需要。
When your appendix is infected, you look for an honest doctor.
当你的盲肠发炎的时候，你要找一个信实的医生。
If you make a bad choice and you invest your money with a dishonest banker, it is not so serious.
假如你选择错误，把你的钱放在一个不可靠的银行家里手里面而损失了，这个损失不是很严重的。
It's true that you may lose your money.
当然你会损失金钱。
But that isn't like losing your life.
但是这个不如损失生命啊。
Now, when you have an appendicitis, you want to go to a doctor who's an honest doctor.
所以当你盲肠发炎的时候，你要去找医生，你就希望那个医生啊是一个可靠的医生。
You can't go to a doctor who, on his examination, had the answers up in his sleeve.
那么你不希望要找一个大夫，他在读书的时候是把卡片放在袖筒里面的。
You want to know.That the doctor is sure which side the appendix is on.
你要晓得那个医生啊，确实的清楚盲肠长在身体的哪一边。
So we have to exclude cheating as a way of passing your examinations.
因此，我们要把舞弊欺骗这个方法剔除掉在考试中。
If you do cheat, someday you will be discovered.
假如你要舞弊的话，总有一天。会被发现。
And the longer it takes for you to be found out, the more embarrassing it will be.
被发现的时间愈往后延，你将来的难堪会愈大。
So I am sure that your principal and your teachers will be very happy with me this morning.
所以我相信你们的校长、你们的老师对我今天的讲道一定是很欢喜。
The first way is not to cheat.
第一件事就是不能够舞弊。
Now, I've had many teachers who have taught and told me that memory is very important.
我有很多老师，他们告诉我，记忆是很要紧的。
They say that if you can memorize, this will give you success.
假如他们说，假如你能够记得很清楚，你就会成功。
Just memorize everything in the book.
把书上一切的东西都记下来。
And then when the examination comes, you don't have to be afraid.
等到考试来的时候，你就不用害怕。
But you know, I found to my embarrassment that I made some mistakes.
但是我很困扰的，我觉得我犯了有一些错误。
Because even though I had memorized everything in the book, some of the questions didn't come from the book.
因为即使我把所有书上的东西都记下来了， 可是考试的题目有一些啊，竟然不是书上的。
And some of the problems were practical problems that were not in the in the lesson.
有些问题是实际的问题，这些问题啊，在教科书上面是没有的。
So I discovered that the practical use of information was very important in passing examinations.
所以这个知识的实际运用啊，在通过考试上是很要紧的。
So rote memorization was not the whole answer to success.
因此，死背不是成功的全部的方法。
It's good to memorize, and it's important to have a good memory.
记忆能够记得是好的，有好的记忆力是要紧的。
But it's more important to be able to apply the facts.
但是更要紧的是把你所得到的知识做能够实际的运用出来。
Now the next thing is it's important to study the right material.
第二件事就是我们要研究那些重要的资料。
If you've listened to your teachers well, you will recognize that they emphasize certain things.
假如你很仔细地听老师上课，你就会注意到他们欢喜强调一些东西。
You'll learn that the teacher will repeat or review certain important things.
你会注意到你的老师他们一再地强调或者一再地复习某一些这个某一些问题。
And a good teacher will re-emphasize and point out the thing that you should really learn.
那个好的老师啊，他会再一次地强调你应该知道的东西。
Then you should concentrate on that particular point of the subject.
使你可以集中你的注意在某一点上。
After I finished medical school, I had about a month to get ready for my final examination.
当我读完了医学院，我差不多有一个月的时间可以准备我的最后的一次考试。
And it was possible for me to go to the library and find out what the previous examinations were all about.
我能够到图书馆去查过去历次考试的题目。
So it was possible to go back 10 years and to see over the years which questions were asked over and again and were repeated.
所以我可以看到十年以前的考卷，可以检查到有哪些题目是一而再再而三的被考过的。
And that helped me realize which questions were more important, and so I was able to concentrate on those questions.
那可以帮助我认识哪些问题是最重要的，我就可以集中我的注意力来注意它。
So it's very important for you to find out what the teacher thinks or considers to be important.
所以要紧的是要你能够明白，能够了解老师认为哪些是重要的。
Now there's another way in which you can pass your examination.
还有你可以通过考试的方法。
Perhaps you've heard it said it's not what you know that's important.
那么也许我们这样讲，你知道什么是没有什么关系。
But it's who you know that's important.
但是那个你认识谁，这个才要紧。
Well, that's true.
这个是实在的。
And because of that, the students are given a number.
因为这个缘故，所以学生们都有一个号码。
It's important that your name does not appear on your own paper.
好让你的名字不在考卷上面出现。
And that way the teacher will not be influenced by your magnetic personality.
在这种情形之下，你的老师就不会受你那种好的吸引人的品格的影响。
And so people, especially students, do not like apple polishers.
那么我们知道有很多人，特别是做学生的，不欢喜吹牛拍马的人。
But in spite of that, it is still very true that the person who succeeds is not only very brilliant, but also gets to know the teacher.
但是这仍然是一个实情，就是在考试上面成功的人，他不仅是学识丰富，而且他能够讨老师的欢喜。
The student who has won his teacher's affection has an advantage.
假如学生有老师的好感，他就会占便宜。
So I would recommend to you that you get to know your teacher if at all possible.
因此啊，我就建议你们 尽可能的了解认识你的老师。
His personal interest in you may mean more for your future than you can imagine right now.
他对你个人的兴趣，对你将来的影响会比现在还要要紧。
In fact, you know, I think that there's much to commend the old system of tutorial education.
所以我对过去那种私塾的教育制度，我觉得很值得推崇。
The teacher would limit the number of his disciples.
那些私塾的老师要限定他所收的学生的数目。
There's two advantages.
有两种好处。
The teacher would get to know each disciple as personally.
那么老师啊，可以很亲切地认识每一个学生。
And each student also would get to know the teacher well.
每一个学生也可以很清楚地认识老师。
This certainly has much to commend in it.
这种制度啊，实在值得我们推崇。
It certainly is much more advantageous than in a very large classroom of 500 people and having to listen to just audiovisual materials.
那么这种教育制度啊，比我们现在500个人一般用电话教育那种方法当然要好得多。
That's the advantage of coming on Thursday night to the Bible study in a small group.
所以在礼拜四晚上我们来参加那个小型的查经班呢，就是有这样的好处。
Now I'd like to review some of the suggestions we've made on how to pass your examinations.
我现在要温习一下我们刚刚在前面所讲的这些方法，让我们知道怎么样能够成功的通过我们的考试。
Now there's no possibility of cheating. Let's forget that.
那我们知道，舞弊啊是不行的，所以我们把这个东西啊不要理它。
Second thing is to memorize well, but learn how to use that material to solve the practical problems.
第二件事就是我们要好好的记得，并且了解怎么样运用我们的知识去放在实际的运用上面，把我们的知识用到实际的问题上面去。
And the third thing is to sort out the important thing and concentrate on the subject that your teacher emphasizes.
第三件呢，就是要找出你所学的东西里面的重要的部分，而集中你的注意力，听你老师一再所强调的那些问题。
And then fourthly, it's important to get to know your teacher personally.
第四，要你个人能够很清楚地认识你的老师。
Now perhaps there's some of you that are older here and have finished school.
在我们中间，也许有一些人年纪已经大了，已经读完了学校了。
Maybe you think there'll be no more examination.
也许你们认为不会再有考试了。
Maybe you think I'm just speaking to the young people today.
也许你们觉得我今天只是对青年人讲话。
But I want to tell you that I'm speaking to all of the audience today.
但是我要告诉各位，我今天讲的题目是对我们全体会众讲的。
Because there's a final exam that we all must take.
因为我们每一个人都要参加一个最后的考试。
No one will be exempt.
没有一个人可以例外。
The Bible talks about the final examination.
圣经上面讲到我们最后的考试。
We read about it in Hebrews 9 and 27.
我们在希伯来书第九章第二十七节已经读过了。
Every man must come to the final examination.
每一个人都要参加这最后的考试。
And after that examination, the grade will be posted.
在这次考试以后，我们的成绩要发榜，要公布。
Now that's my own translation of Hebrews 9:27.
这是我对于希伯来书的一种翻译。
What does it say in Hebrews 9:27?
希伯来书九章二十七节怎么讲呢？
For we must all come to the appointed time. There is one final examination, and that is death.
按照定命，人人都有一死，这个是我们最后的考试。
And after death, then comes the judgment.
在那件事以后，还有审判。
I'd like to help you pass that examination.
我愿意帮助各位通过这样一个考试。
I have some advanced information.
我有一些事前得到的消息。
I already know what the examination question is going to be.
我知道考题是什么。
So I can help you pass that exam.
所以我能够帮助你们
And I'm also acquainted with the man, with the one who's going to do the examining. I am his personal friend. And he's given me approval and okay to give you this information ahead of time. Now that sounds a little bit like cheating, doesn't it?
这个好像是不大好，是不是？
It doesn't sound quite right, does it?
这个好像不大对，是不是？
If that happened in your school, that would be wrong.
假如这件事在你们学校里面，那就不对了。
But I want to tell you today that it is really true, and God has given us advanced information on the exam question.
但是我今天要告诉各位，这是一个实在的事情，神在事前。
So we hope you'll pay very particular and special attention to this. Because this is going to be the biggest test of your whole life. And your whole future will depend on how you pass this examination. Just like your educational future depends on how you pass your exams.
就像你受的教育要寄托在你考试的成绩上一样。
Now the first thing is that you cannot cheat.
第一件事不能够舞弊。
Just as in the school you cannot cheat, so in this examination it's impossible to falsify.
就像在学校里面考试不能舞弊一样，在这次的考试当中，尤其没有办法舞弊。
The Bible tells us that when you come to that final examination, there's no way that you can cheat.
圣经呢告诉我们说，当我们参加这个考试的时候，你没有方法。
There's no way you can write on your cuffs.
你没有办法在袖扣上面写小抄。
Because the Bible says when we stand in front of the judge, we stand as if we have no clothes on at all.
因为圣经上告诉我们，当我们进了这个考场，站在主考官的面前，我们就好像赤身露体。
There's no place you can hide the answers.
没有东西可以收藏你的小抄。
God will look at you just as if you were naked.
用他的眼睛看着你，好像你没有穿衣服一样。
So we've got to prepare for that examination.
因此我们要预备这场考试。
You must know the answer.
你必须要了解答案。
Now I'd like to reassure you about God's attitude toward this examination.
我要再次告诉各位神对于这个考试的态度。
You know, your school teachers like to have the grading on the basis of the bell curve.
那么你们学校的老师欢喜用一个曲线来打分数。
And so the normal distribution of the bell curve is drawn out for the grading of your papers.
那么它这个常态的曲线呢，是用来给你们试卷打分数的。
And so your teachers like to have your A's on this side.
你们老师在 他心里面老早就定规了，希望有那些加等的成绩在这个地方。And
your failures on the left side.
那边是不及格的，在左边。And
so there are just a few people that get the good grades.
所以有好成绩的没有多少人。And
there are some people that get the B's.
那么另外还有一些人得乙等的。And
most of the people get the C's.
大部分的人是得到丙等。And
some don't get very good marks.
还有一些呢，他们是得到丁等的。And
then over on this side, there are a few sad people who fail.
在那边有一些伤心的没有及格的人。And
so this is, if the teachers, students fit into this pattern, they're very happy.
所以假如学生是在这样一个形态里面呢，老师能够吻合他的曲线呢，他就很高兴。Because
that means that he's taught very well.
那就表示他教得好。
Now, if the curve looks like this, and there are more people down on this end, and most people fail, then the teacher is not so good.
假如它的曲线是另外一种情形，那就是没有及格的很多。这样的话，老师就不高兴。
Now, I want to tell you that God doesn't go by this kind of a curve on the examination.
我现在要告诉各位们，神是不用这样的曲线来打分数的。
God wants it to be like this. He wants the curve distribution to be like this.
神欢喜的那个曲线呢，是像这个样子的。
God wants all of you to succeed in the examination.
神希望你们每一个人在考试上都能够顺利的通过。
God is not willing that any should perish.
神不愿意一人沉沦。
God doesn't want any of you to fail the exam.
神不愿意有一个人在考试上失败。
And that's why he sent Brother Tong and Brother West here today to tell you about the examination.
所以他差遣唐弟兄跟魏大夫在今天早上告诉各位这一场考试的事。
And if you know the answer ahead of time, you can win, you can succeed in the final exam.
假如你在事前就晓得考题，那么在这次的考试上你一定会成功。
So God is willing that you pass the exam and get an A.
因此神欢喜你能够通过这个考试，并且得到甲等的分数。
And that's why we're here to tell you how easy it is to pass.
所以我们在这个地方来告诉各位，要通过这个考试是太方便了。
Well, you say, I get very nervous when I take an examination.
啊，你说我在参加考试的时候啊，总是很紧张。
And when I get ready to write, my hand begins to shake a little bit.
啊，当我拿起笔来要写字的时候，我手就发抖。
And when I use the brush to write my characters, my hand doesn't work very good.
啊，当我用毛笔写字的时候，我的手不听指挥。
And I can't make a very nice looking paper.
啊，我不能够把我的考卷写得很清晰，很好看。
Don't worry about it.
不要为这个伤脑筋。
Because there's no written examination.
因为我们所要参加的考试不是笔试。
And you don't have to worry about how your paper will look because there'll be no papers.
因为你这样的话呢，你就用不着担心你的考卷清楚不清楚，因为根本没有考卷。
What kind of an exam?
那么这样是一个什么考试呢？
It's going to be an oral examination.
这是一个口试。
我更怕。
那我更担心了。
Oh, when I had to take an oral examination, I was really frightened.
当我参加考试的时候，我更害怕。
Well, you don't have to worry.
你也用不着担心。
Because you don't have to memorize a lot.
因为你用不着要记忆许多东西。
In fact, memorization won't help you very much.
事实上，记忆在这场考试里面对你没有用处。
Because it's not dependent on what you know.
因为要考的不是你已经知道多少。
Dr. West, what kind of an examination?
魏大夫，这是一个什么样的考试啊？
If you don't have to know very much,
你用不着要知道什么东西。
And you don't have to write,
你用不着写。
And it's impossible to cheat, what kind of an exam is it?
你又不能够欺骗人，不能够舞弊，这是一个什么样的考试呢？
Oh, it's an important exam, dear friend.
这是一个重要的考试，亲爱的朋友们。
It's a very, very important exam.
这是一个非常非常重要的考试。
It's not what you know.
这个不是考你知道的
but it is who you know
而是考你认识的
and so the big question is going to face you who do you know
所以你们要面临的一个最大的问题就是那个人是你是你所遇到的问题是你认识谁
you may think that your background is important
你也许觉得你的背景很重要
perhaps you think which school you went to will be important
那么也许你觉得哪一个学校你去读是要紧的
Maybe you think that your father's position in the bank is going to be the important thing
也许你觉得你父亲在银行的职位是很要紧的东西
Maybe you think that your own position in society is important
也许你觉得
The question is what did you do with my son
这个重要的问题就是你跟我的儿子怎么样
The living God has one son
永生的神只有一个儿子
His name is Jesus Christ
他的名字叫耶稣基督
And the final examination question is going to be What did you do with Jesus Christ?
我们这场考试的题目就是你跟耶稣基督怎么样
What do you think about the Lord Jesus Christ?
你认为耶稣基督怎么样
Are you related to him?
你跟他有关系没有?
Who is he?
他是谁?
To you, what is the relationship?
跟你关系如何?
You see, friends, it's not the typical university examination that we must answer.
所以各位可以看得出来,这个考题不是我们一般大学里面要考的那些题目。
It's not what you know about Jesus Christ.
这个不是要考你认识耶稣是什么
Many people know a lot about history
很多人对历史很清楚。
Many people would be able to tell you many things about Jesus Christ.
很多人对耶稣的事知道很多很多。
But that is not the question.
但是考题不是这个。
The question is, what does he mean to you, and what is your relationship to him?
那个考题是他对你的意义是什么？他跟你的关系如何？
Now maybe some of you do not believe me.
也许你们中间有人不相信我。
Well, I'd like to prove what I've been saying to you this morning is true.
那我要告诉各位，我对各位今天早上讲的是真实的。
So I would like to read to you from 1 John.
所以我要跟大家读约翰一书。
This is one of the letters in the New Testament toward the back of the Bible.
那么这个是新约圣经里面的一卷书信，在圣经的后面一点点。
First John 5:11-13.
约翰一书第五章十一节到十三节。
It's very simple. If you can't find it, just read it on the paper.
假如你找不到的话，那么没有关系，在我们这个考有印的讲义上面有。
It's already written out for you.
已经写出来了。
So you don't have to look in the Bible.
所以你用不着非翻圣经不可。
Now what does this letter from God's Word say?
这个地方神的话怎么讲呢？
It says that he that has the Son has life.
这个地方告诉我们说，人有了神的儿子就有生命。
And he that does not have the Son of God does not have life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
Nothing could be simpler than that.
没有再比这个简单的。
God gave us his own Son.
神把他的独生子赐给我们。
He came to die for us.
他为我们死。
He took our place in punishment for our sin.
他代替我们受了罪的刑罚。
God raised him from the dead.
神使他从死里复活。
Jesus Christ himself is eternal life.
耶稣基督本身就是永生。
He's the living Savior.
他是永生的救主。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He wants you to pass the examination.
他希望你通过考试。
He wants you to be related to him.
他希望你跟他发生关系。
He wants you to get an A.
他希望你得到甲等的分数。
He wants you to have eternal life.
他希望你有永生。
How can you have eternal life?
你怎么样能够有永生呢？
He that has the Son has life.
人有了神的儿子就有生命。
He that does not have the Son has no life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
It isn't he that has a very smart mind that gets eternal life.
不是人要有很高的聪明智慧才能够有永生。不是。
You don't have to have a high intelligence to have eternal life.
你用不着很高的知识去得到永生。
So the simplest, smallest child can have Jesus Christ and know he has eternal life.
因此，那个最小的小朋友，只要他认识耶稣，他就可以有永生。
You do not have to graduate from any school to have eternal life.
你用不着要从许多学校毕业以后才能得到永生。
All you have to do is put your trust and confidence in the living Lord Jesus Christ.
你所要做的就是相信这位永生的耶稣基督。
Do you want to pass the final exam?
你愿通过这最后的一次考试吗？
Dear friend, it's so very simple.
各位亲爱的朋友，非常简单。
You can pass it so easily.
你可以很顺利地通过。
But do not be offended by what we have to say.
但是请你们不要对我们讲的话生气。
Don't feel that this is unfair.
你不要觉得这个不公平。
You may be very intelligent.
你也许很有知识。
Maybe you feel that this examination is too simple.
也许你觉得这个考试太简单了。
Maybe you think it insults your intelligence.
也许你觉得这个对于你的知识是一种侮辱。
Maybe you think it's unfair of God to do this kind of an exam.
也许你觉得神这样考试实在太不公平。
Because you've worked hard all your life to be good.
因为你一生辛辛苦苦要做好。
And you feel that now God is not going to take into account any of your good deeds.
那么现在你觉得神对于你那些好行为都不算数了。
Your friends, it's not your good deeds.
这个各位亲爱的朋友，不是你的好行为。
But your examination will depend on your faith in Jesus Christ.
这个考试是要考你对于耶稣基督的信心。
Now, I didn't say that. This is what God says in His Word. It's appointed that man wants to die. After the death comes the final examinations. And the exam is going to say, what did you do with Jesus Christ during your life? Now I have some sad information. I also know what the examination results are going to be. I happen to know what's going to happen.
我碰巧知道了将来的情形。
Because the scripture tells me that many people are not going to believe what we said today.
因为圣经告诉我有很多人对我们今天讲的不相信。
And the shape of the curve is like this.
所以我们将来的一个曲线呢会像这个样子。
And most people, very unfortunately, are not going to believe what we have to teach.
大多数人很不信的，都不相信我们所要讲我们讲的。
And so most people are going to end up on this side of the curve.
因此，很多人是在这条曲线的内端。
And very few people are going to be over here.
很少的人在这边。
This is not God's will.
这个不是神的旨意。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He doesn't want you to fail.
神不愿意你失败。
He wants you to believe.
他希望你相信。
He wants you to trust His Son Jesus Christ.
他希望你相信他的儿子耶稣基督。
Oh, don't leave today.
不要今天离开这个地方。
Without understanding that God's will is for you to know His Son Jesus Christ.
不要没有懂得耶稣基督神在他儿子耶稣基督里面。
Do you want to pass the exam?
你愿意通过这个考试吗?
We want to help you pass the exam.
我们愿意帮助你们通过。
Please don't leave today without passing the exam.
请你们不要在没有通过这个考试以前离开这个地方。
You know, it's possible to take that exam question before the final time. It's possible to take the exam before the day.
那么我们在那天没有来到以前, 我们就可以先把这个考试考过,
we have, practice examinations.
那么我们已经有这个练习考试,
if you get ready for the TOEFL exam, you can go down and buy practice examinations.
假如你能够通过TOEFL考试, 你就可以通过实际的考试。
You can take the exam early.
你可以参加模拟的考试。
You can practice on this final question.
你可以预先就练习。 这个最后考试的试题,
Do you really want to pass this exam?
你真愿意通过这个考试吗?
Then you need to know Jesus Christ.
那你就需要认识耶稣。
He that has Jesus Christ has eternal life.
人有了耶稣基督就有生命。
He that does not have Jesus Christ does not have eternal life.
没有耶稣基督就没有生命。
Would you allow me the privilege of introducing you to Jesus Christ?
你们愿不愿意给我这份光荣? 让我能够把耶稣基督介绍给你们。
It's done very quietly. We can do it very quietly.
我们可以安安静静地这样做。
All you have to do is follow me in the following wording of a prayer.
那么你们所要做的只是跟着我做下面的一个祷告。
You don't have to open your mouth.
你不需要张嘴。
You don't have to make the noise.
你不需要出声。
But in the innermost part of your heart, just follow what we have to say.
但是在你的心的深处，请你们跟着我们的祷告。
Just very quietly open your heart.
也静静地打开你的心。
And say the following thing.
那这样讲。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
I am not ready for God's final examination.
我对于神最后的一次考试还没有准备好。
I realize I need to get ready.
我知道。 我需要准备好。
Please help me right now.
请现在就帮助我。
I understand that you came to die for my sin.
我明白你来死是为了我的罪。
I need you.
我需要你。
Please save me right now.
请你现在就拯救我。
I want to thank you.
我愿意谢谢你。
Thank you for offering to help me pass the hardest test of my whole existence.
谢谢你愿意 帮助我通过这一个最后的考试。
Thank you, Lord, for making it possible to be saved.
谢谢主，你让我得救。
成为可能。
I want to trust in your powerful name.
我愿意相信你蛮有能力的名。
I want to trust in your sacrifice in dying for me on Calvary's mountain.
我愿意相信你在加利山上为我受死所献上的这个祭。
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you say that in your heart and believe that with all of your being, God will help you pass your exam.
假如你在心里面这样子跟随我们一同做这样的祷告，那么神就会帮助你通过这个考试。
It's almost too simple to believe.
这个好像是简单到不能相信。
It's good news.
这是一个好消息。
That's why we call it the gospel.
所以我们称它为福音。
You will have the blessing of God.
你会得到神的祝福。
He'll put joy in your heart.
他会把喜乐放在你的心里。
He'll give you assurance about the future.
他会让你对将来有把握。
You don't have to worry about the future.
你不要再为将来忧愁了。
Dear friends,
各位亲爱的朋友，
we invite you to put your confidence in Jesus Christ.
我们邀请你把信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
Now we're